Hong Kong Certificate of Education Examination 2009 English Language Paper 2 Listening and Integrated Skills Instructions to Candidates You should have on your desk a question answer book and a data file. Do not open them until you are told to do so. I repeat, do not open the question answer book or the data file until you are told to do so. Now, write your candidate number in the space provided on page 1 of the question answer book. Now look at your question answer book. Check that your question answer book has no missing pages. Look for the words end of paper on the last page. Now, stick your barcode labels in the spaces provided on pages 1, 3 and 5. Close the question answer book when you have finished. Now look at your data file. Check that your data file has no missing pages. Look for the words, "This is the last page of the data file," on the last page. You are reminded that all examination materials will be played once only. The test consists of 6 tasks. You are advised to use a pencil to answer all questions in tasks 1, 2, 3 and 4, and a pen for tasks 5 and 6. Put your hand up now if you have any difficulties. It is not possible to handle complaints after you have taken the test. The test is about to begin. Keep your earphones on until you are told to take them off. Open your question answer book. Task 1 is about to begin. Look at page 2 of your question answer book. Situation. You are Sandy To, a Secondary 5 student at Chu Ying School. You and your friend Jackie Chan run the English club. Your English teachers, Miss Green and Mr. Carter, have asked you to help organize some film-related activities. You will have 6 tasks to do. Follow the instructions in the question answer book and on the recording and complete the tasks. You will find all the information you need in the question answer book, the data file and the recording. You will have 2 minutes to study the question answer book in order to familiarize yourself with tasks 1, 2 and 3 before the recording begins. Thank you. Task 1 is about to begin. Turn to page 3 of your question answer book. Task 1. You are in a meeting with Miss Green and Mr. Carter. They are talking about when the Form 4 classes can go to the cinema to attend a film festival. Listen to the conversation between them and write the class numbers on the correct days on the calendar. You have 15 seconds to look at the calendar.
I'm not sure exactly where to begin with this, but I guess one thing we should do is find out when the Form 4 classes are available in May.
I've got the school timetable here.
Good thinking. And Sandy's got the calendar, I see. So why don't we start with Form 4A? When would be the best day for them to visit the cinema?
Well, the weekends are no good. Schools are only allowed to block book the films shown on weekdays.
Right. And I suppose public holidays will be the same.
Of course.
So, when does Class 4A have its English lesson? It would be better for them to go on one of those days.
Well, on Thursdays they have a double period in the morning.
So put them down for the 7th then. Any problem with that?
Not that I can see. Just write 4A in the box for Thursday the 7th, Sandy. That's it.
Now, let's do Class 4B. What's their timetable like?
Well, they have a double period on Friday. Shall we put them down for the 8th?
Oh, no, thank you. I don't think I want to take a group 2 days in a row. Let's try to spread them out a bit. How about the following week, Friday the 15th?
Not possible, I'm afraid. The school has a swimming gala on that day.
The 22nd? That's the following week.
That seems to be all right. Class 4B for the 22nd, Sandy. Come on, are you paying attention or what?
Class 4C. Class 4C. That's my class, and the best day for us would be the Wednesday.
The 6th, then.
Hang on. Something's happening on the 6th. Now, what is it? Oh, yes, there's a school outing for the Tin Hau Festival. We're going to Llama Island to see the opera, so that's no good. And the 13th is impossible because it's the day for inter-class drama competition. Let's make it the Wednesday before the Dragon Boat Festival.
Got that, Sandy? Good.
And so to Class 4D. Their double period's on the Tuesday morning, isn't it?
That's right. The 5th is no good because they'll have a reading test.
A reading test. Let's go for the 12th then. That should suit them.
Perfect. The 12th it is.
Two more to go.
Class 4E have double English on Tuesdays, just like Class 4D, but in the afternoon rather than the morning. I'm sure we can find a performance for Class 4E.
Okay, but avoid the 12th and the 26th, too close to the others. And I don't want two classes going on the same day. Let's go for the 5th.
OK. Put class 4E in that box, Sandy.
And last but not least, class 4F. Your naughty girls and boys. Perhaps we'd better schedule them when they can cause the minimum of disruption. Their double period's Monday, isn't it? Let's put them down for the last Monday of the month. Then, if they cause trouble and the cinema suddenly cancels all our bookings, only 4C will be affected.
You mean the 25th? I'm afraid they've got a test on that day. I won't be happy if they miss it.
OK. You'll have to make it on the same day the week before. And we'll just have to hope that they behave themselves.
That's the end of task one. Task two. You, Ms. Green, and Mr. Carter are in the school computer room. You are trying to book seats on the internet for the Form 4 classes. Listen to the conversation between Miss Green and Mr. Carter and put crosses on the correct seat numbers for each class. Form 4C, who are going to see Gone with the Wind at 1 p.m, has been done for you as an example. You now have 20 seconds to look at the booking plans.
Okay, let's have a look at the display. Now, what have we got here?
Well, the top row is House 1, which is showing Gone with the Wind. We thought that movie would be most suitable for 4A and 4B, because they're doing a lot of history at school lately.
Yes, I think they'll enjoy Gone with the Wind. It's very romantic.
Anyway, there are 3 performances. One at 9 a.m, one at 1 p.m, and one at 5 p.m.
How about the 9 a.m?
Yes, there are quite a few seats left for that one.
And how many students do we have?
26 altogether.
Right. Now, the shaded boxes mean those seats have already been sold, don't they?
That's right.
OK, let's do the easy thing for this one and just take all rows F and G from 1 to 13. That's 2 rows of 13, which equals 26. Perfect. Can you just click on those 2 rows, Sandy? Great, that's 4A sorted. Now, go to the day we've selected for 4B. That's it. Can we get them into the 5 p.m?
Yeah, no problem. There are 24 students in this class, so we don't need quite as many seats.
That's good. We can get some rows further back from the screen. Take the first 2 complete rows from the back.
What? These ones?
No. One seat has already been taken in row D, so take the next 2 complete rows. That's all of row E. And then F1 to 11.
That's a good idea. Now, let's go to the day you selected for your class.
No need. I've already booked my class, 4C, for House 1 at 1 p.m. I've crossed 15 seats altogether there. See? So let's move on to the correct day for Class D. They're going to see King Kong in House 2. The performances are at the same time as the other movies. Let's see what's available for the 9 a.m. performance. There are loads of seats, actually, and 4D has 20 students in it. Why don't we just take all of row C and up to 7 in row D. That will add up to 20. All right, just give Sandy time to click on all of those. There we go.
Right, Form 4E. They're scheduled to visit earlier in the month. There we are, King Kong again, at 1 p.m. Now, 5 of the 4E students have said they don't want to be too near the screen.
Fine. Why don't you click on E3, 4 and 5? That's it. And move along the row and click on 10 and 11. Perfect. How many other students are there?
Only 9.
Now, I'd prefer to keep the rest in the middle. Maybe Sandy can give the rest of them F3 to 11.
That's not possible.
Why not?
You have to follow the order in which the seats are available going from left to right. So if you book E3 to E5, then E10 and 11, the next seats you can book are F1 and 2.
Okay, well, do that then. And finish off with F3 to 9. Great, Sandy. You're doing a really good job here. Now, last but not least, Class F, your naughty boys and girls. Oh, dear. There are only 10 seats available for the 5 o'clock show.
Not a problem. Actually, only 4 of them are allowed to go to the cinema. The rest of the class behaved so badly on their school trip, I've had to give them detention.
Well, just to make sure these ones don't misbehave, let's split them up. Book D13, E9, G5, and H1.
All right. Now, let's move on to the payment details, Sandy.
That's the end of task 2. You now have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers. Task 3. Miss Green has asked you and Jackie to interview people coming out of the cinema about the films they've seen. She has asked you to use the form below. Write down the type of film it is, what's good about it, and what's bad. Then circle yes for films they think are suitable, no for films they think are not suitable, or the question mark for films they're not sure about. One has been done for you as an example. You have 30 seconds to look at the table below. Interview 1.
Excuse me, would you mind if I asked you a few questions?
Not at all.
Could you tell me which of these films you've just been to see?
Sure. I just watched Silent Hill. That one.
And what kind of film is that? Is it a silent movie, you know, with no talking in it?
Of course not. It was only made last year. Actually, it's a horror film.
Sorry. Let me just write that in the box here. H-O-R-R-O-R. Okay, and what did you think of it?
I didn't like it very much.
Is that because it wasn't scary?
Oh, no, it was scary, all right. Very scary. And that was good. But there was just too much blood in it.
So you don't think it would be suitable for a Form 4 class, for example, because there's too much blood?
Not really. I guess some students would like it, but most of them would just feel sick.
I don't think we want them to feel sick. Thanks a lot for sparing me some time.
You'll probably find a more suitable film in the Classic Film Festival schedule.
Oh, so Silent Hill isn't one of the festival films then? Sorry, I thought it was.
Interview 2.
Hello. Do you have a few seconds to answer some questions?
A few, yes, but you'll have to be quick.
Have you just been to see King Kong by any chance? Is it as good as the remake? I mean, the more recent version?
It's better. In fact, I think it's one of the best fantasy films I've ever seen.
Sorry, fantasy?
Yeah, you know, it's spelt F-A-N-T-A-S-Y. It means, well, unreal. Magical.
Oh, okay. And what do you think makes it better than the recent one?
Well, there's a lot more action, for a start. The new version was a bit slow in the first half, but this one is almost non-stop action.
Okay. Let me just make a note of that. Non-stop action. And, was there anything you didn't like about it?
Well, I suppose the fact that it was black and white.
But do you think Form 4 students would like it, though, even though it's black and white?
Sure. I'm a Form 4 student, and I went with my friends. We all really enjoyed it.
Great. Thanks for sparing some time to talk to me.
You're welcome. Enjoy the movie.
Interview 3.
Hi, I wonder if you have a moment to answer some questions. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
No, it's okay. I'm not upset. It's just the movie. It's such a romantic one.
Oh, it's a love story. Let me guess. Was it Gone with the Wind?
That's right. Gone with the Wind.
Oh, I see. What did you like most about it?
Oh, the costumes. The clothes they were wearing. They were just beautiful.
Beautiful costumes. Yes, I can see that from some of the photos.
I didn't think it was as good as the book.
Oh, I didn't realize it was a book.
Of course it is. It's one of my favourites.
But the movie wasn't as good as the book. Just give me a moment to write that down. Not as good as the book. Do you think younger people would enjoy it? Say, secondary school students?
Oh, I should think so.
Thanks a lot. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Interview 4.
Excuse me, would you mind telling me what you've just been to see?
The Elvis Presley movie.
Sorry?
You know, Jailhouse Rock. It's a biography of a country music singer who becomes a superstar, a bit like Elvis himself.
Hold on a moment. A biography, you say?
That's right. B-I-O-G-R-A-P-H-Y.
Sorry, my spelling's not too good. There. That's it.
Anyway, the music is great.
Great music?
Yeah, fantastic rock and roll, if you like that kind of stuff.
Do you think an average Form 4 student would like it?
I don't know. It may seem a bit old-fashioned. Hong Kong people might not like it. You've spelt that wrong. Old-fashioned has an ED at the end. Yeah, that's right. Not modern enough for them.
Oh, I see. So you wouldn't recommend it, then?
Maybe, maybe not. It depends on what kind of thing you like.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Interview 5.
Sir, would it be okay if I asked you a few questions about what you've just seen?
Go ahead. Hey, Polly! Stay here, please.
What movie did you go to see?
Lassie Come Home. We saw Lassie Come Home.
What did you think of it? Was it good?
Good old family movie.
A family movie. I'll put that by type. And was it fun?
I like dogs. It was about a dog called Lassie.
She likes dogs. She seemed to enjoy it, but I'm not sure she understood a great deal.
But you liked it, though.
It was so-so. I mean, the animals were cute.
Cute animals.
Yeah, really cute. But anyway, the story wasn't really believable.
Unbelievable story. So, do you think Hong Kong students would like it?
Come on, Dad, I want an ice cream.
I know you do, honey.
Yeah, teenagers love dogs in Hong Kong. I think they'd like the movie. Come on, Polly, let's go and get some ice cream.
Interview 6.
Hi, could I disturb you a moment? I'm doing a survey on what people have been to see at the cinema, and I'd like to ask you which of these you've just seen.
Welcome Danger. Harold Lloyd gets himself into all kinds of silly situations, working for the San Francisco police.
Wow, okay. It's a comedy then, a silent comedy. Let me just write that down in the right place. Comedy. And what did you think of it?
Well, I have to confess, I didn't see a great deal of it.
I'm sorry, what do you mean?
Well, after the first hour I fell asleep, and I didn't wake up until 10 minutes before the end.
It's a long film, then?
You can say that again. It's nearly 2 hours.
That doesn't seem so bad.
It is for this kind of movie. It's much too long.
Yeah, I guess 2 hours is too long for a silent movie.
Well, to be fair, there are some funny scenes, especially the ones set in Chinatown in San Francisco.
But do you think it would be a suitable film for young people studying English to watch?
Well, no. I mean, it's silent, isn't it? No talking, no sound effects, just music. It was made in 1929, after all.
Oh, I see. Okay. Thanks for your time.
That's the end of task 3. You now have 2 minutes to tidy up your answers. Thank you. Now you will have 4 minutes to read tasks 4 to 6 and study the data file before you do the tasks. You are designing the 2009 movie magazine homepage for the English Club, which will replace the 2008 one made in the first term. Listen to Miss Green talking to Jackie about some suggestions she has for the homepage. Make any necessary changes to the 2008 movie magazine homepage on page 2 of the data file. Then use the information and other details from the data file to complete the 2009 homepage on page 7 of the question answer book. You should also take notes on the note sheet for the news article on page 3 of the data file. You'll now have 1 minute to look at pages 2 and 3 of the data file and the 2009 movie magazine homepage on page 7 of the question answer book before you listen.
All right, team, I think you did a fantastic job together last year, but I think we need to update the site for 2009. Here's a copy of the 2008 movie magazine homepage. Why don't you make notes about the changes on this copy? Then you can use it to design the one for this year.
All right, Miss Green, I'm ready.
First of all, to be honest, I really don't like the title Film Watch. It's a bit dull, and I think you need something more interesting. How does The Big Picture sound to you?
The Big Picture? Yeah, I think that sounds much better. All right, let me write that down. The Big Picture.
And let's not have the title in the middle. Most titles on websites tend to be fairly small. Let's put it in the box in the top left-hand corner and put whatever photo we have in that middle section. It'll be much more eye-catching there.
So just switch the title and the photo around then?
That's right. There's a photo from an old movie we can use for the page. Just write photo for the time being.
OK. Photo. Done.
Now, let's have a look at the other boxes in the top row.
You mean chat, reviews and latest?
Yes. I'm not sure chat is really the word we're looking for. And if you look at the articles in this section, they're nearly all interviews. So why don't we simply have the word interviews instead of chat?
That makes sense. Interviews. That's one word, right? Got that.
I'm also not very keen on the word latest. If we replace that with the word news, we'll have three rhyming words at the top. Interviews, reviews and news. Oh, on second thoughts, I think news should come first, don't you? So let's switch them around. News first, then reviews, then interviews. In that order. Got that?
News, reviews and interviews. That last one in the top right-hand corner.
Great.
What reviews should we include?
Let's have one for Sabrina, the famous love story with Humphrey Bogart and Audrey Hepburn. And then maybe one more. How about The 100 Toes of Dr. Something or Other? Oh, I can't remember the title, but I know it begins with the and has a number in it. It's one of the film festival movies that's showing at the weekend. If you check the schedule, you'll see it there.
How do you spell Sabrina?
Look it up in the information from hollyclassic.com webpage. I'll attach it to the email I'll send to Sandy.
Is there anything else you want to change?
Let's have a look. What are these things down the left-hand side? Screen test? Whose line is it? Are those monthly features?
Yes. One's a quiz and the other one's about famous lines from the movies. You know, like, may the force be with you.
Okay. And what's this picture of an eye with a question mark?
Well, the reader has to guess which movie star it is just from looking at a small bit of the person's face.
So they're all competitions of one kind or another, then?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Well, in that case, I think you should write competitions in the text box above screen test and whose line is it and the question mark quiz. Actually, it's not really very clear that the I is related to a competition. Perhaps we can come up with another competition title which you can write above the picture of the I. Something interesting again. I'll email Sandy later if I think of anything. Oh dear, is that the time? I have a staff meeting in a few minutes. One more thing. I think we can keep the bottom right-hand corner for library notices, but you'll need to update this for the homepage. Put 2009 instead of 2008, and find out what new stock has come in this year from the library newsletter.
What about the rest of the homepage, Miss Green?
I'll deal with that in the email, but before I go, I just want to say a few things about the news article I want Sandy to write. Perhaps you can make some notes in the space next to the magazine page.
Okay.
I want the subject of the news article to be the film festival that's running in Hong Kong this month. It's a series of classic films from the 1930s, 40s and 50s. A good title for the article would be Hollywood, 30 Years of Movie Magic. You see, the festival covers a 30-year period and includes some of the best-loved films of all time. They have that special magical quality only Hollywood movies seem to have.
Hollywood, 30 Years of Movie Magic. Okay, I'll tell Sandy to use that title.
Yes, Sandy can save the title for the article, but put Classic Film Festival in the box under News on the Movie Magazine homepage.
Oh, the Movie Magazine homepage again. Just a moment. Okay, Classic Film Festival.
But Sandy should use the title I mentioned for the actual article, remember?
Okay. Have you got time to talk about the follow-up activities to the film festival, Miss Green? I can make a note of those here on the note sheet for the article too.
Yes, I've thought about those. I think the school orchestra should give a concert with some famous film music. The members should find what musical scores are available and practice them.
A concert? Well, I guess so. I think the orchestra will need quite a bit of practice, though. Sandy and I thought there could be a drama competition, too.
What do you mean?
Well, a group of students could act out their favourite scene from the movies.
Act out a scene? Now there's a good idea. A drama competition. Great! One thing we definitely have to do is use one of the movies for an SBA task.
SBA?
Oh, come on, Jackie. School-based assessment task. You've been practicing them for a year or so now.
Oh, the presentation and discussion. How could I forget?
Listen, I've got to run. I'm late for my meeting already. I'll have to send you and Sandy a list of the rest of the things that need doing in the email. Anyhow, you can get started on the homepage now.
OK, Miss Green. See you later.
This is the end of the listening component of this test. Take off your earphones and turn off your radio.